Good morning, this is Nigel D'Souza, and you're listening in to CNBC TV18's podcast. Asian markets, they're high early this morning, despite the overnight slide that we saw on Wall Street. And in yesterday's trading session, the Nifty as well was a relative outperformer. Remember, the key indices, they came off the low point of the day. The Nifty rallied a good 100 points from the lows. The Nifty Bank as well recovered nearly around 250 points odd to end more or less flattish. Now, crude oil prices have cooled off towards the end of trade, while the rupee pulled back a tad bit as the September trade deficit numbers improved in comparison to the July and the August deficit numbers. Additionally, the dollar index has cooled off this morning to around 95 odd from around the 95 and a half odd levels that we started off the week. This as the US retail sales numbers missed expectations. Now, this could lead to some strength in the Indian rupee. In yesterday's trading session though, pharma names like Dr. Reddy's and Cipla, they were the top winners, but Infosys was clearly the star with a near 3% rally ahead of its results today. The broader market's outperformance as well was something that really looked good. Both the mid-cap as well as the small-cap index ended with gains of around 1% to around 1.5%. Institutional activity though was lower in yesterday's trading session, but it was a pleasant surprise to see that FIIs, they've turned mild net buyers, as both the FIIs and the DIIs, they were net buyers. There were signs of a bit of selling exhaustion from institutions, and maybe in fact the FIIs as well, post selling nearly 18,000 crores in the month of October, decided to hit the pause button. In the derivatives market though, the premium on the Nifty declined to around 5 points from around 14 points at the start of the session. The FIIs, they unwound 8,000 long contracts. They added some short contracts as well. And overall, the FIIs continue to be net short on the index. Now, in an uptrending market, it's rare to see that the India VIX moves in tandem with the Nifty. Now, this indicated that, in fact, there was aggressive buying on index options. And the data indicated that the FIIs bought nearly 2 puts for every 1 call contract. The biggest positive in the derivatives market from the FIIs was the writing of put options. The 10,400 put was active, indicating that the bulls now believe that they can defend that 10,300 odd mark. The market has been giving various messages, and the latest being that stocks trading at around 50 times odd its forward earnings need to deliver a spectacular performance, else they'll be punished, as we saw in Avenue Supermarkets as well as Hindustan Unilever. Both those stocks were down between 2 to around 5% in yesterday's trading session. Other stocks you should be looking at in today's trade, well, Infosys comes out with its set of numbers, so keep an eye out on that stock. Also, auto major Hero Motor Corp comes out with a set of numbers, so from the Nifty pack, both those two stocks will be top of mind. Other companies coming out with numbers include the likes of Federal Bank, Jammu and Kashmir Bank. You have Shakti Pumps as well from the broader markets that will be delivering its numbers. So keep an eye out on all those numbers expected today. But in terms of result reactions, well, India Bulls Housing Finance, loan book growth of around 28% look fairly good. However, the street is questioning whether or not they can keep up this sort of a pace. South Indian Bank, no worries if you look at the NII numbers as well as the profit number. Both of them came in better than what the street was working with. However, the loan growth is the lowest that we've seen in the past 4 quarters. So it'll be an interesting result reaction on South Indian Bank. Delta Corp, the numbers are more or less in line with what the street was working with. Top line growth of around 38%, margins expanded as well, and profitability was up more than 10%. Another smaller company that came out with its set of numbers is Pithy Engineering. Well, revenues look good as well as profitability looked good. Keep an eye out on that stock as well. But on the whole, the two big numbers that you're looking out for today are Infosys and Hero Motor Corp. This is Nigel D'Souza signing off and wishing you a good trading session.